from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Hey, fantasy football owners. The road to winning your fantasy football championship starts now. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that's going to make or break your fantasy roster. Wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that matter, giving you the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We were discussing Hunter Harvey, one of the acquisitions. It's been rocky, admittedly. Yesterday he gets the saves, but it's been rocky. And then you look at some of the other pieces acquired by JJ Piccolo over the trade deadline.
We've now got a full week.
We do. Small sample size, but it is a full week. Urseg, I think everybody's very high on him now. We've discussed how if you were to do a poll question right now amongst every single Royals fan, and they all voted, the overwhelming selection that would win in that poll to be the closer
by a mile.
By fans would be Urseg. And I get
97% of the vote.
In the small sample size, he's looked really, really good. He presents something they have not had from anybody in the bullpen, whether it's spotting 100 miles an hour on the corner or anything else. And then Michael Lorenzen got his first start in a Royals uniform, almost officially a quality start. I think it was
two out short, something like that.
It was against the Tigers, small sample size, but that was the best outing they had got out of the fifth spot since Alec Marsh was pitching really well in May. Because Alec Marsh had struggled the last couple months.
What I like the best about this is a couple of these guys you've had around for a little while, like Harvey got traded for a little bit ago, but everyone else, we're now getting a taste of how they're planning on using them. And I got to be honest, it makes me feel even better about the trade deadline that he just had, because every single person has a definitive and I think well thought out and what looks to be the right, you've evaluated them correctly for the role. Like Paul DeJong's job is to come off the bench. He's to start one day a week, maybe two, depending on the vibes. And then come off the bench and slug. And the early returns on that are that's exactly what he is. Again, he will strike out. He will fly out. He's not going to walk a bunch. But he will come off the bench and maybe run into a home run for you. And Lorenzen, that was the one that I was the most skeptical about, because I thought, well, maybe they'll put him in the pen. Because Marsh had done a very above serviceable, I would say, job as the number five starter. I'm like, is he going to be an upgrade over what you were starting anyway? And while it is only one start, the answer appears to be yes. Like, that was as good as you said a fifth starter had looked probably in a month and a half, 2 months. And so if they got an upgrade at the fifth spot, they were already rock solid 1-4. Now you're going to be no problems asked 1-5. I'm not saying an occasional bad start. You know that works for any starter. But I feel like their plan looks like it might have been about perfect. They filled every little tiny hole to make themselves a little bit better in all their weakest areas.
Well, it's a great return on the small sample size. You know, I think anytime you can upgrade your fifth spot in the rotation this late in the season and get a little bit more out of it than you were, then that's a big win. I just want to be cautious because it's one outing, right? And we have seen 18 plus outings Michael Lorenzen has had with the Rangers. And so now, is there something that this pitching staff, because there's a track record suddenly in the last calendar year or so where they've been able to get more out of certain pitchers than other organizations. That's why I have more confidence that it's not just a one outing, but also I just think we got to pump the brakes a little bit because it was against Detroit. and it was 1-5 2/3 of an inning outing.
Yeah, and again, for the most part, they can't. I've told you, their path to victory is not, let's find out if four bullpen arms have it today, mm-hmm. which is about what 5 1/3 innings get. But I think you can do that for the fifth starter spot. For the fifth starter spot, I'll take 5 innings. Pretty much for any major league team across the board.
Of course I would take that out. It's not about the, of course I would take that out.
It's just, can you repeat that?
Yeah, I'm a little more skeptical than maybe you are that that's what we should expect out of him.
The numbers this year support the fact that what not maybe that good, but that he is an upgrade over Marsh. And that's not even, Alec Marsh was really good this year. I thought Alec Marsh deserves, I thought this was about, they know that they need Alec Marsh for more than just this year. He was already 25% above the amount he had pitched last season. And that's why JJ told me and others, I think, that like they're just going to take him down there and give him 40 or 50 pitches. And then that way he can still build up. And if they need another starter, they can just throw him back into the mix. But that they also can protect his innings for when he might end up being your bullpen arm. He might end up being your long guy in a playoff game if you get up 7 innings or if your pitcher gets in a lot of trouble
injuries,
or a million other things that could still take place. But to the early stuff, the only guy who I feel like I've got an unanswered question on is Harvey. Like, how good of a reliever are you? Because it's been a bit dicey so far early. Harvey seems like he's like every other Royals reliever in one way, which is, you're pretty average, which means you're going to be good sometimes, not good other times. The only difference between him is he's average, but he also throws 99, so he could still get out of it.
Yeah, strikeout stuff. We've seen this play out a couple times since he's pitched with the Royals, where he's got himself in a jam, but he does have the ability to get out of it. But it's been rocky. I think it's more fair. We had J.J. Piccolo on last week, and I think he said he used the word rusty. He said he was a little rusty post-All-Star break.
Said he'd taken like 10 days off from pitching or something.
And also, if you look at the season for Harvey with the Nationals, really, really good first month and a half, 2 months of the season, April, May. And then they overused him in D.C. The question is, do they overuse him to the point where it screwed up his whole year? Or is it a situation where the Royals can not overuse him themselves and get him adjusted and feel more comfortable? Because right now, it's been a little bit rocky. Now, I didn't think Hunter Harvey was coming in and just going to be, slamming the doors on everybody.
He's going to be kindling chance all
they
of a sudden.
They gave up a decent amount to go acquire Hunter Harvey. And that's why the expectation was raised. And we'll see. But Urcig right now, at least amongst fans, is the guy that I think everybody's most confident in, that he could be the closest to your legit dominant closer, if that even exists on the roster. I don't know if it does, even with Urcig. I think we have to be measured in how we also view him. I mean, because it's been great to see him so far. But what,
his season log numbers not suggest he's going to dominate.
He's not going to go 12 straight outings without giving up a run. Sorry.
You sure?
I am sure.
It's starting to look that way.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. What will you do for the show if he goes, how many is he at now? Like 3?
I'm talking about once he starts closing. But yeah, sure.
Yeah, that's tough. But it's also like, it is. He essentially closed yesterday, whether you like it or not yesterday, 2 days ago, because he pitched in the 8th against 2, 3, and 4 in the order. They were trying to get the best outs, the most important outs with Urcig.
We're playing the matchups.
JJ, it is, for all the people that were in, I think on this show's mentions, a tweet, they were like, he's baby Dayton, he's Dayton Jr. And you and I defended it because I told you I've had long conversations with both of those guys a million times. They do not think about baseball the exact same way. There are similarities, there always are, and I know he worked under him, but it's the same thing. Nobody in this world, he's been so much better than everybody thought, because I think of that. Nobody in this world thinks exactly the way their boss. Everybody thinks they can do their job better than their boss. Alex is like, I could do Speck's job. 1,000 times better daily. He probably thinks about it. All the different ways he'd do Speck's job better than him. That's the way it works. People think about, they don't operate the same way as just the guy who's in charge. And I just, what I'm going to do? That guy who just got fired, I think I'm just going to do the exact same thing he just did. That's not what anybody's going to do when they take over an organization. JJ has earned a lot of trust. He should have earned a lot of trust over the last 2 years from Royals fans.
Yeah, with what the moves they have made, and we've calculated it or talked about it, the moves that they have made in the last calendar year plus to this point in time, most of them, if not all, have panned out. Even Hunter Renfroe at the beginning of the season when people were frustrated, that's turned out to be just fine. Really has.
Yeah.
He's been fine as your right
fielder. Even better than that probably for the last couple of months, but yeah, that's worked out. I'm trying to think of his worst move so far. I mean, there haven't been that.
Well, if you want to go to that, you would have to go to
the last couple of years, I guess. But there's been some, I guess, before.
From this year, you would have to pinpoint the Schreiber or
Stratton
or Will Smith acquisition. Yeah. But we've talked about Will Smith's value in the clubhouse and what he's presented. And he's actually been, he hasn't been given that role again, but his numbers have been way better after
that.
He's
a perfectly fine bullpen arm who's provided incredible veteran leadership.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon.
And what's cracking? I'm James Coe. Join us on Reception Perception as we dive deep into wide receivers, the position that will make or break your fantasy team.
Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.